there's no full stop. After that is a comma. That means he hasn't finished talking to you yet. No, many people stop there. They say, oh yes, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And we have all the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah, we have all the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah, we have all the blessings of Abraham. But they didn't read the last part of the phrase. How do the blessings of Abraham come to you? It says that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And I could put it in this way. All the blessings of the Spirit will come to you through the Holy Spirit. As you yield to the power of the Spirit, as you yield to the power of the Spirit, your grace and your favor increases. Not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit, He will establish grace in your life. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit, not through the power of human achievement, not through the power of what others can do for you. It is the Holy Spirit. And when you're clothed with this power from on high, some effect begins to take place in the world. You see, the first inner layer affects you. Changes you, changes your attitude, changes your approach to life, changes your soul. You cannot praise and worship God and not be positive. You cannot praise and worship God and not have a prosperous soul. You can't. To praise and worship God truly from the heart, you need a very prosperous soul. Or at least it changes you. The second layer changes all your circumstances. Because when the Spirit is upon you, the world starts moving in the direction of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is right now hovering upon the whole earth like He first hovered in Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2. And He will form and move circumstances, organization, pull down and raise up people and places and opportunities all over just for you. His angels, of course, are working according to the command of the Holy Spirit. And so He prepares the way before you. And you know why many people struggle? They don't have this coat of grace and favor. They don't have the two layers. So they're trying to struggle against so many circumstances in the world. And they're struggling. And the more they struggle, the more they got squeezed by circumstances. If only they put on the garment of praise and worship, the first inner layer. Oh, by the time they finish putting that on, their soul is prosperous. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, now I'm beginning to look like my twin brother. Yeah, and you're going to praise God and worship God. And by the time you start walking out into God, clothed with power from on high, you know, guess what? As you walk out into the world circumstances, all the circumstances, out of the way. Out of the way, and all things begin to flow, and everything, the angels are arranging everything before you, all the things, just like the lounge and all that's prepared for you, everything is prepared, and all you do, because you got this code, you go, dang, 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 dang. Oh, that's the wrong tune, right? Okay, let me get another one. Okay, let me get Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, right? Ta-na-na-na! The march of the emperor, right, Napoleon. Ta-na-na-na! Ta-na-na-dong! 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 Right. It's all goes before you. All prepared before you. The last and final quote. Layer, that is. Revelations 19. Now the last one is tied up to everything else that you see. Put on Jesus Christ, put on a new man, put on all those. The last layer is tie everything to Jesus. In a way, you can call it the coat, the layer Jesus, put on Jesus. But we're talking about the expressions of the effect on us. So it's what I call the layer of the blood. The blood of the Lamb. In Revelations, before we look at 19, let's look at chapter 12 first. And it tells us here, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Now, the first layer of the coat of grace and favor changes you. The second layer, endued with power, changes the world around you. the third layer overcomes Satan and crushes him under your feet. Ah! Under him. The coat of the blood. It says you actually defeat him. To overcome is to completely defeat the enemy. And the him is a personal, which refers to Satan. And you get the number one devil, you get all the number two, three, fours, all under your feet. And watch this in Revelation 19. I like this part. When Jesus came, riding on a white horse to take control of the world, in Revelation 19, it tells us there, in verse 12, his eyes were like a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe deep in blood. Hallelujah. That's your and my coat in the end times. The blood. And let me finish reading that first. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now here's my question to you. Why was Jesus clothed with blood when he doesn't need blood to be cleansed? The only people who need the blood of the Lamb are those who need cleansing. Correct. He had no sin. He was perfect. But yet, he put on blood. A coat deep in blood. It was not just the color of burgundy or blood color. It was really deep in blood. His blood. Why does he need blood on him when he had no sin? Whose sin? Wow. Yes. Okay, now we all know that the blood covers our sin, right? Do you know the other second power of blood? Blood has purchasing power. Didn't we sing those songs? We are bought with his precious blood. Blood. So Jesus is not putting on blood to cleanse. That last day, overcoming the devil is no more cleansing. We are past the stage of cleansing power of the blood. Of course, it still continues to work in our life until we are perfected. But you know, the blood is the purchase price paid for the entire planet. So Jesus has come with the garment that says everything has been paid for, the entire universe is now his. He came for, his coat represented the title deed. You understand what a title deed is? It is the very expression of ownership. Blood is also a medium of purchase and exchange in the spiritual world. And the finality of the blood, one drop of his blood was already powerful. He had a whole coat deep in blood. It was a purchase price. And when demons see that, they know they have no more ownership on this earth. Everything has been paid for. Everything in his life, he paid for it. Hallelujah. All you have to do is enjoy. That is why there is no more argument from Satan. Because Jesus now wears the title deed of this planet Earth and everything in it. As he rides down, all the demons see and they know they have no more right. No more ownership to this entire planet. That's why we overcome him with the blood. So when you hold forth the blood, you see, the blood applied to you is cleansing, correct? So the blood applied to Satan is for what purpose? Tell me. Satan doesn't want to be cleansed. Then why are you putting in his blood, Jesus' blood on him for? Why are you wasting his blood? No, no, no. Doesn't it sound theologically funny? Right? The blood applied to you, yes, we can understand. But why want to take Jesus' precious blood and put it on Satan? What does it do to him? It doesn't convert him. He's not going to be converted. No. We overcome by the blood because we are holding up the blood standard. Saying that, Satan, you don't own us anymore. Satan, you have no more right. This blood is a price that has been paid for all of us. For this planet. For anything in your life. And I will encourage you, put the blood over your family. Over your loved ones. Plead the blood over your family members. Plead the blood over your children, your loved ones, your fathers, your mothers, your spouses. Plead the blood of Jesus over them. Plead the blood over their ministries if they are in a ministry. Plead the blood over their business. Plead the blood over their occupation. Plead the blood over that. You say, oh, how come the blood covers so many things? Yes, because it is a purchase price. When Satan sees the blood, he knows he doesn't own that place anymore. Yes. Even if you work in a place where a lot of non-Christians are, because you are there, they are protected because of you. Because of the blood. You make the difference. You are the city of refuge. Plead the blood. In the last days, these are the last words. In the last days, the power of the blood becomes important in its exercise. Notice it all happens in the book of Revelation. And the final code is the blood. And that completely wipes out the enemy in every way. Let's pray.